does to me. I was the one phone call when my brother went to jail. Pawned my guitar just to pay his bail. No, I'll never get it back, but I'm okay with that. I was the first man standing next to my best friend. The day the love of his life said I'd do to him. I was a couple beers deep, but I still remembered that speech. And that might not mean much to you, but it does to me. So say I'm in the middle of the road, not much to show. Underachieving, average Joe. But I'm a hell of a lover, a damn good brother, and I'll wear this heart on my sleeve. And that might not mean much to you, but it does.
That my granddaddy gave me, my mama's first Bible, daddy's Don Williams vinyl. That first fish catching zip code 33. Well, that might not mean much to you, but it does to me.
So say I'm in
the
middle of the road, not much to show. But it does to me.
Oh, it does to me. Oh, man, it does to me.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. At least two people killed in Lakeview, Ohio in a half-mile-wide tornado that hit a mobile home park and buildings in the city's downtown. In Kentucky,
authorities near Louisville say the storms damaged at least 50 buildings, including homes.
What do you go through your head in a moment like that? Where's...
Hey, there ain't nothing you can do. But it's going to get you, it's going to get you.
And farther south, damage in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Debris scattered.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. A jury in Pontiac, Michigan convicted James Crumbly on four counts of involuntary manslaughter for not preventing son Ethan from gaining access to the gun he used to kill four students at Oxford, Michigan High School in 2022. Crumbly's wife was convicted previously. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer calling for early elections in Israel, accusing Benjamin Netanyahu of putting his own political survival ahead of the best interests of the Jewish state. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end-of-season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off perfectly aged tender steaks, juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and even classic comfort meals. Go to omahasteaks.com, and when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher. Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were higher, April up 11 to 1630, May up 2 to 1679, June up 6 to 1757, July milk up 5 at 1815. Cheese markets, barrels up a quarter to 143 and a quarter, 40-pound blocks up 3 and 3 quarters to 147 and a quarter, 3 trade a barrel, 4 trade a block on the day, cash butter up 3 quarters to 284 and 3 quarters, 4 trades, graded non-fat dry milk steady at 116 and a quarter, 9 trades on the day, dry whey up 1 to 44 even, no trades on the day. Live cattle markets mostly lower. The market still looking for a reason to be trading higher. Now, the box beef prices were higher, but that wasn't enough as the export sales report was viewed as weak. Feeder cattle were lower due to lack of support from the live cattle market. Hog markets moving up mostly lower on a lukewarm export report. The nearby month, though, was higher due to higher pork cutout values. April live cattle down 297 to 186.95. March feeder cattle down 280 to 247.47. April hogs up 15 cents to 85.02. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn markets lower as ethanol margins continue to try to stabilize, but it was a risk-off type of trade due to weaker outside markets. Soybeans mostly higher on the day. The South American weather should allow for the harvest to continue. Wheat markets mostly lower due to the dollar continuing to rally. March corn down 4 to 422 and a half. New crop down 5 and a quarter to 467 and three quarters. March beans were down 1 to 1180 and three quarters. New crop, though, up 1 to 1187. May wheat in Chicago down 12 and three quarters to 532 and a quarter. And May wheat in Minneapolis down 8 and a quarter to 655 and a quarter. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with the full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 379, April 382, May 385, new crop 413. Cash beans 1110, April 1115, May 1120, new crop 1102. Big River Resources Boysville, cash corn 395 and three quarters, April 395 and three quarters, May 395 and three quarters, new crop 412 and three quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 384, April 398, May 398, new crop 418. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 373, April 376, new crop 412. Cash beans 1115, April 1118, new crop 1112. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 384, new crop 413. Cash beans 1110, new crop at 1102. At Red Wing Grains, cash and April corn 410, May 413, new crop 417. Cash and April beans at 1171, May 1174, new crop at 1132. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 372, new crop 412. Cash beans 1116, new crop 1112. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 159 to 186, Holstein fed cattle 135 to 168, bulls at 116 to 167, calves 400 to 980, beef steers at 235 to 390, Holstein steers 122 to 330. Sheep markets, market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 270 and down, Ewes 205 and down, Rams 215 and down, Colt Markets does 235 and down, Bucks 200 and down. Milwaukee Stockyards finished beef steers 179 to 188.50, finished beef heifers 179 to 188.50, finished dairy steers 155 to 162, market cows 90 to 109, market bulls 124 to 150. Hog markets, market hogs at 54 to 85, light sows 47.50 to 63, heavy sows 59 to 62.50, boars 12 to 23. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus and everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and still mild today. We'll get to around 53 for a high this afternoon. The wind, northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight becoming windy and mostly cloudy down to 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy, 48. By Sunday, windy, partly cloudy with a high of only 35. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down to the Oasis. So I've got a friend in low places. Guess I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then, I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on soul. I'll slip on down to the Oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.
off on 9 to 5. With a redhead riding shotgun and a pistol by my side, tearing down that highway like a modern day Bonnie and Clyde. We met at a truck stop, Johnson City, Tennessee.
For listening to Real Country 1430. We knew you'd take the bait.
Darling, if you ever leave me, well, I'll just put my heart away. I couldn't love again. No one could please me anyway. And if another ever came along, I'd just turn them down, 'cause after all, I've been loved by the best. I can't settle now for less. Why bother with the rest? Top, I guess. you ever get tired of me. Well, I won't look for someone new, 'cause looking back on how you loved me, no one could measure up to you. And if they tried to win this heart of mine, I'd just have to say, don't waste your time. I've been loved by the best. I can't settle now for less. Why bother with the rest? I guess with you I have been blessed. I won't take nothing less. I've been loved by the best. When I look into your eyes, I know you're the only love I'll ever want. 'Cause after you, maybe I can see nothing else could be even close. I've been loved by the best. I can't settle now for less. Why bother with the rest? Baby, I've been to the top, I guess. With you I have been blessed. I won't take nothing less. I've
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Don Williams, I've Been Loved by the Best, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the upper 20s across the region this morning. Going to see some sunshine. Temperatures will be rebounding back into the 50s. We'll have details next hour with our ag weather forecast. Also next hour, we're going to talk with Dave Rosine. He is the son of Dennis Rosine, past Wisconsin Farmers Union president, who was honored during this year's National Farmers Union Convention in Scottsdale. So we're going to talk with Dave here coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues affecting rural America. The dairy margin coverage sign-up period does continue. We'll explain coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Sign-up is continuing for the Dairy Margin Coverage Risk Management Program. John Burge is the Acting Deputy Administrator of Farm Programs for the Farm Service Agency. He says the program is already paying out this year.
DMC sign-up for this year started on February 28th. It ends on April 29th, and payments started being issued. We had to adjust the regulation as a result of some actions by Congress. That adjustment is now done. The rule was published. And when that happened, one of the important pieces of that is it's retroactive back to January of 2024. And because those payments triggered for January of 2024, those payments started being issued again. But going forward now, people can elect into DMC coverage going up until April 29th.
The program is open to any dairy operation in the country.
It's generally something that conventional dairies take advantage of. It's a risk management tool. It helps deal with some of those uncertainties that impact the prices for milk. Last year, we put out $1.2 billion in DMC payments. It's a really pretty cheap program. It costs about 15 cents per hundredweight for $9.50 coverage. That risk protection is just really inexpensive. So largely, this is conventional dairies that buy into this. And again, we put out quite a little bit of payments last year.
Burge says there are multiple coverage options.
There's several different options for coverage. You can go onto our website. There's an online dairy decision tool that's available there for people to do some homework before they go into the office and make a determination on what kind of coverage they would like. Producers have to certify with FSA that the operation is commercially marketing milk. There's a number of different forms that they would have available at their local county office, and then there's an administrative fee of $100. That fee is waived for farmers who are part of our either limited resource community, beginning farmers, or socially disadvantaged farmers, or a military veteran.
Producers can lock into a multi-year contract or sign up every year. For more information, visit fsa.usda.com. That's fsa.usda.com. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or being threatened by the IRS that your wages are about to be garnished or bank accounts are going to be levied? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has professionals ready to fight for you. Their enrolled agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs have saved millions of dollars for taxpayers just like you. They won't just resolve your tax problems. They'll most importantly protect your wages, bank accounts, and all your assets from being taken by the IRS. Call for a free consultation. 800-230-5174. 800-230-5174. Or go to allies-taxrelief.com.
Attention business owners. Stop wasting money on rent and start building up equity by owning a custom-designed building from General Steel. Over four decades, General Steel has been trusted by small business owners and the Fortune 500. Call us today at 866-95-STEEL for your fast construction, low-maintenance, high-quality building at an affordable price, starting with just a small deposit. Business owners like you are taking advantage of early spring weather and getting a head start on their projects. This surge in demand will extend the project timelines. Be ready to build this spring. 866-957-8335.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and still mild today. We'll get to around 53 for a high this afternoon. The wind, northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight becoming windy and mostly cloudy down to 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy, 48. By Sunday, windy, partly cloudy with a high of only 35. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Well, good morning. Tell me, how'd you sleep last night? You're still something right.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Patty Loveless and Lonely Too Long here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the upper 20s across the region this morning. Looks like we'll see afternoon highs in the 50s. Farmers, today's the big day, the crop insurance deadline. It's the final day to elect and enroll into the either the ARC or PLC programs for the 2024 crop year. And so you need to get into your FSA office today, if you haven't already done so, to get that all set up. Again, just contact your local FSA office for more information on that. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. The pushback against California's pending environmental regulations continues to mount. A coalition of groups, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the American Farm Bureau Federation, recently filed a fresh lawsuit against the state. I'll have more details when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Last week, in the U.S. District Court for the Central District of California, a lawsuit was filed that challenges California's new corporate climate disclosure laws, enacted last October by Governor Gavin Newsom. The laws require, for the first time, that companies report emissions throughout their entire supply chain, the so-called Scope 3 emissions. And that's the rub. The groups filing suit, which include the American Farm Bureau Federation, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and the California Chamber of Commerce, argue that these laws overreach by applying to companies outside of California, infringing on the federal government's authority to regulate emissions nationwide. But that's not all. The suit also claims that forcing businesses to comment on climate change, a politically fraught topic, violates the First Amendment. Jennifer Barrera, CEO of the California Chamber of Commerce, has voiced strong opposition, stating that these laws require businesses to report, quote, inconsistent and inaccurate information, risking severe penalties without making a notable impact on climate change, end quote. And the swath of business covered by the new laws is wide, with at least 5,300 businesses in the state now being required to report their direct and indirect greenhouse gas emissions, and even more covered by a provision that requires them to disclose, every other year, how climate change could impact their finances. Critics argue these requirements are burdensome and could lead to incorrect data reporting. This case will be closely watched, as California frequently leads the nation in environmental laws and requirements, with other states and the federal government often taking cues from what gets tried in the Golden State. California legislators are pushing back on several of the lawsuit's claims, but there's a lot more to come. I'll be back after this.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
The legal drama setting up in California as the state seeks to compel more information from businesses on their environmental impact is likely to shape the future of environmental regulation and corporate transparency. Both of those could be big topics during a presidential election year. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Attention business owners. Stop wasting money on rent and start building up equity by owning a custom-designed building from General Steel. Over four decades, General Steel has been trusted by small business owners and the Fortune 500. Call us today at 866-95-STEEL for your fast construction, low-maintenance, high-quality building at an affordable price, starting with just a small deposit. Business owners like you are taking advantage of early spring weather and getting a head start on their projects. This surge in demand will extend the project timelines. Be ready to build this spring. 866-957-8335.
To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Real country, real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Sister cries out from her baby bed. Brother runs in, feathers on his head. Mama's in her room, learning how to sew. Daddy's drinking beer, listening to the radio. Hank Williams sings Kalijah and Dear John. And time marches on. Time marches on. Sister's using rouge and clear complexion soap. Brother's wearing beads and he smokes a lot of dope. Mama is depressed, barely makes a sound. Daddy's got a girlfriend in another town. Bob Dylan sings like a rolling stone. And time marches on. Time marches on. South moves north, north moves south. A star is born, a star burns out. The only thing that stays the same is everything changes, everything changes. Sister calls herself a sexy grandma. Brother's on a diet, cholesterol. Mama's out of touch with reality. Daddy's in the ground beneath the maple tree. As the angels sing an old Hank Williams song. Time marches on. 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 walked out on a good love. You found somebody new. And now the one that's turned your head is turning her back on you. Who's lonely now? Whose heart is hurting? I've had my share.
Dobie Buffaloes. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Sometimes a man does things without half thinking. And what I saw I did not understand. I called you names and said some things that hurt you. And in the heat I started walking out that door. But on second thought, I'll just turn around here in my tracks and walk back into your arms where I belong. I was wrong on second thought. I apologize for what I've done, cause you're the only one I'll always be in love with. I know it's not your fault that you're so pretty and that you turn the head of every man. I understand. But when I saw you dancing with him, I just lost it. I started thinking I don't love you anymore. But on second thought, I'll just turn around here in my tracks and walk back
apologize for what I've done, 'cause you're the only one I'll always be in love with. But when I saw you dancing with him, I just lost it. I started thinking I don't love you anymore. But on second thought, I'll just turn around here in my tracks and walk back into your arms where I belong. I was wrong on second thought. I apologize for what I've done, 'cause you're the only one I'll always be in love with. Yes, you're the only one I'll always be in love with.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. Agriculture groups are supporting two GOP bills that would limit farm and animal welfare regulations by local governments. The measures, Senate Bill 892 and Assembly Bill 957, would prevent local governments from enacting regulations stricter than state rules that govern farms and commercial operations, including CAFOs. The restrictions would apply in areas zoned primarily for agriculture. Now, the bills would also prevent local governments from regulating what species of animals are allowed in areas zoned for agriculture. Assembly Bill 957, which received Assembly approval in February, was approved by the Senate earlier on Tuesday and sent to Governor Evers. Supporters say they introduced the bills after California adopted rules requiring more spaces for breeding farm animals in response to concerns about the treatment of farm animals and their living conditions. The bills are backed by 17 agricultural organizations. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson joined Senators Chuck Grassley and John Thune in urging U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai and Agriculture Secretary Vilsack to improve ag export opportunities. In writing the letter to Vilsack and Tai, they acknowledged that trade fluctuates because of macroeconomic factors and market conditions. However, the current sharp decline in U.S. agricultural exports is attributable to and exacerbated by an unambitious U.S. trade strategy that's failing to meaningfully expand market access or reduce tariff and non-tariff barriers to trade, the senators wrote. While the administration refuses to pursue trade agreements, China, Canada, the EU, the United Kingdom, and others continue to ink trade pacts that diminish American export opportunities and global economic influence, the letter went on to say. The National Pork Producers Council has announced that World Pork Expo will return June 5th and 6th at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines. Though pork producers have faced their share of challenges, the annual expo showcases the best the industry offers in a form of educational and networking opportunities not found anywhere else. The world's largest pork-specific trade show returns with more than 700 booths showcasing the latest and greatest in pork production technology and services. Just some of the things attendees can expect to include a new schedule with 2 days filled with seminars, networking, and innovation from 9 to 5 each day. It'll also be a chance to connect with over 10,000 industry professionals in the ultimate meeting place for pork producers. Now, it is also a festival atmosphere, including a celebration of pork with new entertainment, blending professional insights with lots of fun. And for more information, attendees need to just visit worldpork.org. That's worldpork.org to register for World Pork Expo again June 5th and 6th at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines. USDA's Agriculture Marketing Service yesterday awarded approximately $40 million for 60 grant projects through the Organic Market Development Grant Program. The projects will support the development of new and existing organic markets, support the infrastructure to improve processing capacity, explore emerging technologies to promote organic products, and purchase equipment to help meet the increasing demand for organic commodities. USDA anticipates the projects funded through the program will benefit more than 27,000 producers, over 31.8 million consumers, by increasing organic market opportunities. And farmers, a reminder, today is the final day to enact and enroll into the ARC or PLC programs for the 2024 crop year. Farm Service Agency reminds farmers that you need to make your selection and enroll now. The Farm Service Agency invites farmers to reach out to their offices today to get the farm signed up for the 2024 ARC-PLC programs. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. We support our customers through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and most of all, service. We know Bluff Country because we live here. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of community and the relationships we build. Our commitment is to provide you with top quality products and the service you deserve. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and still mild today. We'll get to around 53 for a high this afternoon. The wind, northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight becoming windy and mostly cloudy down to 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy, 48. By Sunday, windy, partly cloudy with a high of only 35. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Whose bed have your boots been under? Hey! Whose bed have your boots been under? And whose heart did you steal, I wonder? I wonder, and this time did it feel like thunder? Whose bed
Yet I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain